He soon signed peace treaties with Sweden, 1617, and Poland, 1619. The second of these treaties brought home from exile Mikhail's father, the patriarch Filaret. In his earlier secular life as the boyar Fyodor Nikitich Romanov, Filaret had been considered as a possible successor to the late Tsar Fyodor, but he gave way to Boris Godunov. Boris ordered Fyodor Romanov to become a monk, which he did, and he drove Filaret back into the camp of the false Dmitri brothers. But 8 years in Polish exile had earned Filaret the good estimation of the Russian people. All Russia welcomed him back home in 1619, especially his son, the Tsar Mikhail. Indeed, most scholars regard Filaret as the quiet senior partner in his son's government. The Zemsky Sobor was now all but ignored. Mikhail continued the Muscovite tradition of binding the Russian peasants to the land. Those peasants who could escape fled to the Cossack territory in the south, Russia's version of the wild, wild American West. No questions asked, just do what you want. The remaining peasants, however, were stuck being serfs, little more than human farm machinery.